Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I am your host, Stacey Emery, as always joined by the phenomenal Mind Shift crew, Mr. Billy Miller, the motivational minister, and Dr. Ayal Kedar, the natural Zen diva. And welcome to Mind Shift Talk Radio. For those of you that are new to the show, we say welcome. Thank you for tuning in tonight. For those of you that are here every week, we commend you and say kudos to your personal and professional as well as your spiritual growth and development. For those of you that are listening online at mindshifttalkradio.com, feel free to join us in the chat room. We love to hear your thoughts, your questions, your comments, your concerns, and we want to make sure that you're involved in the conversation. Also, if you have a pressing question, if you'd like to speak to tonight's guest, or if you have a question for us, feel free to give us a phone call at area code 347-989-0206. If you are not following this show, we encourage you to follow us on Blog Talk by clicking the follow link under the title for the show for Mind Shift Talk Radio. And also, you can find us on Facebook. So we're everywhere. So you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, but we're on Facebook at facebook.com/Mind Shift Talk Radio. So we are out there and we are here for you. This is where we have grown, healthy conversation. You know, we call it real talk for real folks. And we talk about everything under the sun in terms of business, in terms of your personal growth, whether it's your relationships, whatever it may be, if there is a need to have a mind shift, we are discussing it on this show. So, again, thank you for tuning in, and thank you to all of you that will be listening to the replay of this show. But without any further ado, I do want to go ahead and introduce you to my lovely crew, my sidekicks, my partners in success, never crime. The person I want to introduce you to is the man that always holds this show down. He is our teacher, he is our friend, he is our brother, and he is just amazing in his own sweet way. But without any further ado, I do want to introduce you to the motivational minister himself, Mr. Billy Miller. What's up, Billy?
Hey!
What's up, Earl? How's it going?
I'm doing good. You call me Earl one more time, I'm going to have to come see you.
Oh, whatever. And I have to say this, Billy, you know, we've been talking about your book for some time and, you know, for months now, actually, we've been talking about this highly anticipated book, Life and Righteousness, and finally, it's here. Finally, the book is going to be here tomorrow, and I hope that I'm finally, and I'm getting my first, like, am I one of the first 10 or something like that? Like, is mine going out tomorrow?
Yeah, yours going out tomorrow, but you know what was exciting that happened today? You know, I gave my daughter the first book and the first autographed copy. I made sure she was the first one to get it. So it begins now. Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to the mailbox with a truckload of books. So, yeah, everybody need to, you know, if they want to order it, they can go to billymiller.com, which is B-I-L-L-I-E, miller.com, and order the book. I'm excited about it.
Well, we're excited for you. I'm so proud of you, so congratulations. And also, our other partner on the show, now this is my sister, and I have missed her for some weeks, and we'll talk about that later. But I'm so happy to know that she is back this week. She's, you know, fired up and ready to ask some questions and to engage in some healthy mind-shifting conversations. She is the natural Zen diva, Dr. Ayal Kedar. What's up, Ayo?
Hey, what's up, beautiful people?
I missed you.
Oh, I miss you guys, too. You guys have been holding it down, holding it down. Congrats, Billy, on the book. That's
Thanks.
What I'm talking about, getting it done, getting it done. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody go get the copy.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
So,
you should have heard
right.
Was that last week that he was like really talking about the book, and they were talking about him in the chat room. It was real funny because Coach T got on him. He was like, "Okay, listen to all these plugs from Billy," which I think were cool. But yeah, but Coach T had to call him out. It was pretty funny because as much as Billy always gets on us, I think it was cool for Coach Terrence to call him out last week on that. So shout out to Coach Terrence, certified life coach, doing the thing out there. But anywho, all right, guys. So we are going to move forward with tonight's show. Now, I do want to just go ahead and give a recap of last week's show because I was solo with my guest last week. Both Io and Billy were not able to be on the show, and it was different. I think that was the first time. We've been on the air over a year and a half now, or about a year and a half, close to that. And I had never done Mind Shift by myself, so I had to be a big girl last week, and that was interesting, but it was exciting because of the guest that we had on the show. Last week, we were joined by Bishop and Dr. David Chaney, the seven-figure success coach, and he was here talking about divine funding and how to use angel investors to fund your business and to fund your dreams and to fund your vision and to fund your passion, and I was so fired up when I tell you he brought it. Now, we've had Dr. Chaney on the show before. I mean, you guys remember how he was the last time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So this was like times 10. I mean, he was just like so on point. And he was just sharing his own personal experiences and things that he's been through in terms of business again, but also just giving that those tools and sharing his insights on how other people can be successful in launching their own businesses as well. And if you already have a business, he talked about how you can use this funding to continue to grow and expand your business. And then what was so awesome, of course, we had the spiritual piece in it. He prayed and spoke life into people's businesses, and it was just amazing. I mean, we were in the chat room chatting it up, and it was a great show. So I encourage you all to go back and check out the replay of last week's show with Dr. and Bishop David Chaney, and it was Divine Funding, and it was talking about angel investors and how to fund your business. But we are going to keep the ball rolling, and I'm also excited about this show. I was just on Facebook reading some very exciting information about tonight's guest. I've had the privilege and the honor of being a guest on her show in the past, and I admire her strength. I admire her leadership. I admire her passion. You go on her Facebook page and you read her post, or, you know, just it's just this energy that is off the chain. And she has some very exciting news that she will be sharing with us tonight, but she's also here to educate us, educate our listeners, educate all of us in an area that really needs more discussion. And so tonight's guest is Ms. Helen Blocker Adams. Now, as I said, I've been on her show, so she is a radio personality, but also she's an author, she's a speaker, she's a life coach. She does everything. I mean, I don't even know how we caught up with her to get her on the show tonight. She pretty much does everything, but she's an amazing individual, and I don't want to say too much about her because I always like to let our guests go ahead and tell you more about themselves. But what I will tell you that is in that addition to being an author and a talk show host, she's also the founder of a nonprofit that focuses on human advocacy and youth leadership development. Now, you guys know if you've ever listened to Mindshift before, we are so, so, so passionate about leadership. And so I'm excited to talk about tonight as well. But we're also going to talk about a grassroots effort that she's working on right now. And so we'll hear more about that. Definitely want to get you guys involved in the conversation. So, again, you know, join us in the chat room, mindshifttalkradio.com, or feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. And I'm going to introduce you to tonight's guest, Ms. Helen Blocker Adams. Hey, Helen, can you hear me? We can hear you now, Helen.
Okay, yes, I'm here. I'm here. I haven't heard a thing, so you might need to start over, Stacey. All I can hear is static. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. We just went ahead and did your introduction and told the world how phenomenal you are. And I told them, I told them that you have some great news that you're going to be sharing with us tonight. I talked about how I had the privilege of being on your show in the past, and I truly do respect you and admire you and everything that you're doing, and your energy is just infectious. And so I do want you to go ahead and just tell our listeners a little bit more about who you are and tell us about some of the great news that you received today before we go into the discussion.
Well, you know what? I feel like I'm about to bust. And I say that because it started this morning with a phone call from Rob Redding with Redding News Review. And he does this. This is the third year he's done kind of like a survey of Black talk radio hosts. And there's like 40 individuals that's on this list. I was blessed to be in the top 10. He calls it the top 10 talented Black talk show hosts in radio, and then he does the same thing for television shows. I came up on that list last year, Stacey, number 8, and I didn't even know it until after the fact. I mean, I got this email saying, "Hey, Helen, congratulations," and I'm like, "Where did this come from?" And so that was pretty exciting because we had people like Al Sharpton and Warren Ballantyne and Al B. Shore. So I was, you know, with some heavy hitters, right? And I was on a local talk radio show, you know, small radio station in Augusta. And then this year, the survey, because it's always done in October, early November, I get an email from Rob saying, "Helen, you know, the survey is back up again, and, you know, you're one of the 40 talk show hosts on this list again, and just wanted to let you know." So, you know, now last year I didn't do any politicking, Stacey, because I didn't know about it. So this time I said, you know what, I'm going to let some of my friends know so I can get them to vote for me, right? So I put it out there on Facebook and I sent it to a few of friends and I didn't think anything more about it. I get a phone call this morning saying, "Helen, just want to let you know that you made the cut." And I'm thinking, okay, well, I barely made it number 10. Well, when he sent it out publicly, I guess about 1 o'clock today, I moved up to number 5, girlfriend. Number 5.
Look at that.
And I'm really, I think what makes me excited about that is because I haven't been on a local, because I was on weeknights every night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and my last day on the air on that radio station here in Augusta was April the 8th, okay? And then for 2 months, I was kind of trying to figure out what do I want to do in terms of still being and having a presence in talk radio. So I started a 15-minute pre-recorded commentary called There's Always Hope Radio Broadcast. And people can listen to it, you know, on iTunes or on my YouTube channel. And then I had it airing on 4 different radio stations in 4 different states. So I wasn't even aware that my presence and awareness in talk radio was still that strong to move up to number 5. And so that's what I'm really very excited about. And God just, I mean, he just keeps making things happen, and I wasn't even expecting it. So that was really good news for me this morning, and it's made me a little bit curious about doing some of the things you're doing in Blog Talk Radio. So, and this is, you know, I love talk radio. I mean, I love talk radio. I love being able to share information, interact with the audience. I mean, I love it. That's just a part of me. And let's see, what else good happened, wonderful happened in my world today? I'm sorry?
I said there's so much going on, can't even keep up.
Well, actually, today it just seems like it was a snowball effect because I'm a big advocate for mental health and mental wellness, and I'm working with the local chapter of the National Alliance for Mental Illness called NAMI. And this evening we had what we call a Sharing Hope event, and it was 2 out of 3 that we're going to have here in Augusta. And in a nutshell, Stacey and Billy, it's a opportunity to go into a faith-based community and share information about mental health and mental wellness. And several of the presenters in the hour session this evening were individuals who's experienced and are still experienced mental health issues. And so they talked candidly from the heart, and it was well attended, and a lot of good information was shared. So anytime that is that happens in this community to help deal with the stigma, the negative stigma of mental health, I'm always real pumped about that.
Definitely. I, you know what, Helen, I just don't know how you do it. I thought that I had a very busy and hectic schedule, but I must say you have me beat several times over.
Me too.
And, but the great thing I can say is that you have totally inspired me in terms of your success in talk radio. Just to hear you talk about how you started off with that small show and how it just grew from there, and look at what, I mean, it's just, I'm excited. That's all I can say. So thank you for sharing that.
You know what's so interesting is that I got the opportunity to have my own talk radio show in 2006, and that's when I started. I had a midday talk show that started, it ran from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Friday, and then the 12 to 1 o'clock slot became available, and then I started, and I was on the air 3 hours a day, and this was on a local talk show station here in Augusta, a 1,000-watt station, and then I got the opportunity to go to a gospel station, 5,000-watt, and my show was in the evenings from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and I did that for about a year and a half. And then it canceled my show for business reasons, but it was a God reason for me, so it's all good. And so other doors have opened for me, including the, now looking at possibly doing a two-hour blog talk radio show, maybe middays. And your listeners are hearing that publicly for the first time, because that's something I kind of made up my mind that I was going to do this morning.
Hey, Helen, when you say midday, do you mean 2 hours a day?
Oh, yes. I was on the air, Billy. Yes, sir. I was on the air in 2006 through 2008. Well, the first year I was on from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., yes, Monday through Friday. I mean, I prepared my show, was prepared to talk about current events. I mean, my show rocked Monday through Friday. And then I added an hour, and then I was on the air for 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday. And then when I went from there is when I went to the two-hour slot from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and that was Monday through Friday. And so, I'm accustomed to doing that, and I'm going to make that happen because I love talk radio. I love being able to interact with my listeners, and that's what – so many people, Helen, are you going to get a talk show again? I want to be able to call in. And that's a gift that God's given me, being able to interact with my audience. And so that will give me the opportunity to do that. And you've inspired me, Stacy and Billy, by being on this blog talk radio, which I really haven't given it much thought until this morning, actually.
Wow. Well, hey, that's awesome. We'll take that.
Yeah.
It's what I did. I went on your page, and then I went and said, okay, you want to start your own blog talk radio? I said, let me click on this link and see what this is all about. And frankly, I thought it was a lot more complicated. I didn't realize it was as user-friendly as it seems. And I said, I can do this.
Yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine a week ago. She reached out to me. She's a work-from-home mom, very successful, and she coaches and trains other individuals how to work from home and just really make a substantial income and just to grow in terms of their business development, or, you know, the confidence levels and so forth like that. And she just wanted to be able to reach more people. She wanted to have a wider audience, and not necessarily about business, but just to be able to bring other leaders from other industries together to be able to encourage other people. And so she reached out to me and she said, Stacy, you know, you've been doing it for some time. Just want to make sure that I can do this. I hope it's not too complicated. And I'm like, no, it's not at all. So I do love the features and the resources that Blog Talk offers. So Blog Talk, if you're listening, if anyone's out there listening, yes, we just gave you a plug. But we're having issues in our chat room. We're having issues in the chat room right now. So that's, you know, if Blog Talk is listening, fix that, please, because we found out we're having some issues in the chat room. So if you guys are trying to get in the chat room, We do apologize for the technical issues that are taking place. But again, thank you for tuning in to Mindshift Talk Radio. We are joined by Helen Blocker Adams, inspirational speaker, published author, syndicated radio talk show host, just doing the thing everywhere she goes. And so tonight, Helen, I know that we brought you here to talk about Hear Me Out. And that's a new project. Well, not really new to you, but it is one of your latest projects that you're working on. So I would like for you to share with us a little bit more about this initiative and what it's about.
Hear Me Out is a grassroots voter education initiative that's designed to get people of all economic backgrounds, all ethnic backgrounds, all political backgrounds to consider playing a role in the upcoming GOP primary, which kicks off in January. One of the things that in the state of Georgia, in the state of South Carolina, and there's about, I think 10 other states, they have what you call open primaries. And open primaries, in a nutshell, just simply means that a person can vote in one particular primary, let's just say the Republican primary in January, February, or March or April, and then vote for a Democrat in the general election in November. And a lot of people are not aware of that. And one of the things when I ran for political office, and our thing is educating on the concept of it, the facts of it, not to say, oh, you need to vote for this person or that person, because I don't care who a person votes for. We just want them to vote but have all of the information, be informed on all of the options that's available. And there are very few people that's talking about these options. And I love to, I don't do it on purpose, Stacey, but every now and then, especially after I ran for public office, I do have a tendency to step out in areas that the masses won't talk about, you know, for a lot of different reasons. Either they're going to be ostracized or they're going to say, oh, that's not the way it's been done for the past 50 years. Well, you know what? It's about time that we look at other ways to do things, to be a player in the entire election process versus just sitting idle for the next 12 months. So we're going to start in South Carolina, and Hear Me Out is an opportunity not for me to talk or not for my people on my team to talk, but give people of all political backgrounds an opportunity to talk in a social setting, like at a restaurant. We're going to have some live music in the background and show that there are a lot of common ground between people who may not be in the same political party, but they'll never know that because they don't interact with people who are in different political parties. So it's a little innovative, and we're saying Hear Me Out because whenever anybody gets the opportunity to talk based on a particular topic that we put out there, that's who we're going to hear at that time. Whoever me is at that particular time when they're talking, it's going to be done in a civil way, in a fun way, but we want people to say, I didn't know that. I hadn't really considered that. Oh, you can do that? Or you know what? That's interesting. So that's why we're calling it a grassroots voter education initiative. And we're going to start in South Carolina because the primaries, the GOP primaries kick off in South Carolina. We're going to we're making plans to go to Florence, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, Charleston, Greenville, Spartanburg area, Beaufort, South Carolina, and Aiken, South Carolina, and have functions. We're going to reach out to the community there. We're going to go on talk shows, and we're going to invite people to come out, and let's just have a conversation about some things that maybe the political parties, per se, are not talking. We want to empower people to think for themselves regarding politics.
Definitely. And that makes sense. And I have to say that this is our first time on our show, on Mindshift, that we've had a discussion about politics, and definitely necessary. And I'll be completely honest, I'll be the first to say that I have always, well, in the past, until President Obama came into office, I really had a very distorted view of public office and politics in general. It was almost intimidating because you see such a divide. I mean, it was enough for me when I moved from the West Coast to the South and saw such a racial divide that I had not witnessed before. But, I mean, just even more so on the political arena, it was just like it's so black or white or red or blue or whatever it may be. And mm-hmm. it was almost to the point where I just could not take a very active interest in politics because it was overwhelming, it was intimidating, it was just too much going on for me. And like I said, it wasn't until our president came into office that I started to take an interest in politics. But even to this day, there's just some things that are just so off the wall for me that I just cannot digest. Even recently when he did a public address and you could just see the division in the room between the two parties. And like he said, at the end of the day, it's not about him or it's not about the party. It's about the cause that we're discussing. And I feel like it's being lost. And I know Dr. Io and I talked about this today when we were talking about politics and how it's such a very touchy, you know, topic to have and to take part in, because so many people don't have faith or trust in our democratic system. And so I can say that I commend you guys for what you're doing in terms of the grassroots effort and so forth to reach out to people in these areas. I think it's something that has to be done in every area, in every community, basically. And I would be the first to sign up for a class to find out more. I think it's necessary. So it's great. Now, how are you guys going about reaching out to these individuals in these areas?
We're going to – let me just make a comment regarding the lack of trust that exists out there. A lot of it is because the lack of education or the misinformation or the under-information, you know. So mm-hmm. it's a combination of those. And, you know, and I'm just one of these people that says if a person listens to just one train of thought, one type of radio station that just shows and view, has one view, it's going to be distorted. There's always two sides to an issue. I don't care what it is. And until a person just lets their hair down and say, okay, so let me hold my breath if they have to do that and listen to what the other side is saying, no matter which side they're on, then they're going to be able to see things differently. But until that happens, that's not going to happen. And that's what our focus is, saying, hey, look, focus on a variety of topics. Let's hear it from several different angles, and then you decide how you need to deal with that particular topic or issue as it relates to politics. So the way we're going to reach out is through Facebook. We're going to utilize social media the way our president was so creative in doing that when he ran for the president a few years ago. We're going to use social media, Twitter, the talk shows, and the other part of it, as we reach out to these cities, every city has one or two at least individuals that are like movers and shakers. You know, they're the person that you can call and say, hey, look, can you get 20 or 30, 40 people in a room that's interested in politics, that's interested in the upcoming elections? And they might say, yeah, I can do that. Well, then bring them on. You know, it's a free event, and that's going to be the way. The networking, social networking approach is the way we are positioning ourselves, and that way can keep costs down in terms of running advertisements and that sort of thing, because this is very, very grassroots. But we think it's going to make a big, big impact. Matter of fact, we've got a new website that I will be sharing on your show for the first time. We just finished it like 2 hours ago, and it's unlikelyalliesproject.com. People can go to unlikelyalliesproject.com and be able to get more information.
You said unlikelyalliesproject.com?
Yes, unlikelyalliesproject.com. Now, The other part of this, which is kind of strategic, is, Stacey, you were reading parts of my book, and obviously parts of my book, Unlikely Ally, is about politics. It's about building bridges. It's about networking. It's about communication. It's about understanding the media and how powerful the media is, and all of those are intertwined in my book. So as part of this initiative, I'm going to make my books available so that people can be able to buy my books. So it's like book signing slash voter education initiative, and that's how we came up with Unlikely Allies Project.
Okay. I know I've been taking you all up. I'll leave Billy and Dr. Isle an opportunity to be able to share your thoughts. What do you guys think?
Actually, a comment earlier that you made about, there's a scripture in the Bible. It's in the Living Bible. And I always like what it said. I read it a long time ago, and it says, every story sounds true until you hear the other side.
Amen, my brother. And that is so true. Yeah. I mean,
if you don't have anything else to compare it to,
you know, if you have nothing else to compare it to, then, oh, yeah, that sounds really good. Oh, yeah. And then you hear another perspective, and then you're like, oh, my goodness, that sounds pretty good, too. So then you have your spirit of discernment to say, okay, you know what? What is false and what is not? And then we got to do our own due diligence. We, as a people, black, white, orange, and purple, we're lazy. We don't want to do the research. We don't want to dig a little bit further to find out, is that true? We're just going to believe what we hear. Oh, yeah, they said it on the news. It was in the newspaper. It's got to be correct. No, it's not always correct.
And I got another thing, too, you know, especially with my book coming out. I want to hear about
congratulations on your book.
Oh, thank you, thank you. But I want to hear more about your book. It's called Unlikely Allies, and the subtitle
yes.
Eight Steps to Bridging Divides That Impact Leadership.
Leadership, yes, sir.
I want to hear more, but can you tell us a little bit more about the book?
My book came about after my run for mayor of Augusta in 2005. I was the first black woman to run for mayor in Augusta, and there were four people in the race, three men and myself, and I did an exemplary job getting 23% of the vote with about $25,000, and God was just magnificent in how he took me through a very interesting challenge of running for mayor. Right after that, I ran for a House seat in 2006, and I ran as an independent, which was something that had never been done here in Augusta. Once again, blazing a trail, but gaining a lot of experience and knowledge about people and just knowledge about politics and how people think. And so many people since then have not only started to considered running for public office or have run for public office, have approached me, hey, Helen, you know, want to get some, I guess, sage advice from Helen Blocker Adams. And I am willing to talk to anybody about what it was like to run for public office. So because I did that so much, Billy, I took notes and kept a journal throughout my campaign. And I said, you know what, I just need to write a book because I can't talk to everybody that wants to talk with me. So I put this book together that includes my run for mayor, my involvement in the community, civic engagement, my passion for communication and networking, my passion for diversity, me being a military brat. You know, I grew up first 16 years living out of this country, Italy, Japan, Germany. So my perspective of black, white, orange, purple, red is different than a lot of people that grew up in Augusta, Georgia, for example, and never left Augusta. So diversity, and we're all connected. We all have to find some common ground. So all of that is what Helen Blocker Adams is about. And I put that in the form of a book. And my last chapter in the book is on leadership, and I address the fact that, and this is something that Stacy said she really liked, is that a person doesn't have to be an elected official to be a leader. You know, leaders are moms, are stay-at-home moms. Leaders are young 13-year-old kids that are running for either a political office or doing something phenomenal in their school. So I talk about that and 8 steps to bridging divides. All of that, all of those steps are designed. You can open my book and go to any chapter, start at any chapter, and be able to get nuggets that you can pull out of that book and apply it right now, right today, in whatever you're doing, and you'll find that all of them impact leadership, because that's what it's all about.
One of my favorites.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll just put a break in really quick, Billy, just to let our listeners know, you are listening to Mindshift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery, Billy Miller, and Dr. Ayo Kedar, the Natural Zen Diva. We are joined by our guest tonight, Ms. Helen Blocker Adams, and she's discussing her book, Unlikely Allies, 8 Steps to Bridging Divides That Impact Leadership, as well as Hear Me Out, a grassroots initiative to increase voter education. Go ahead, Billy.
Oh, I just wanted to make a comment. You know, one of my favorite definitions of a leader is one who causes an average person to do superior work. And, you know, and also leadership is about influence. And
that's right.
And I can hear that when you speak, you know, because you're influencing us as you speak. You're influencing the listeners. And everything that you're saying is about influence. So that shows the quality of a leader. And I just wanted to say that.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? The word impact is, that's why I use that in the title of my book, because a person can be a leader. And, you know, they can be kind of a lukewarm leader and not really impact anything. If you're not impacting someone or shifting that mind, making a mind shift in whatever
yes.
it is, whatever it is, then, I mean, you might as well just go on back to the house. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So impacting, whether it's impacting leadership, impacting someone in a like Billy, you impact me with your in your face, and I'm just going to keep it real, with your in your face messages out there on Facebook. I mean the devil, what is it?
Whatever,
the
devil.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, now that's bold. You can't get no more bolder than that. And so that's what I think is so important. We've got to look at impacting leadership, leadership that impacts. And it can be done, but the focus has to be on the other person, not ourselves. Our leaders, a lot of our political leaders have lost sight of who put them in office, you know, why they are there in the first place. That's a whole nother hour show, so I'm not even going to get off on that, Stacey.
I hear you. I know we haven't heard from my girl Ayo. Are you over there with us? What's going on? What are your thoughts? And you know what, her line has been going in and out, so I'll leave her alone. I won't mess with her tonight. I know her line has been going in and out, so we'll come back with that. Well, I will be back with her soon. But
okay.
Now, you guys got me excited because you just said it. You know what I was excited about, Helen. You know I was excited
yes.
about everything that you would share tonight, but I could not wait to get on the leadership piece. Now, I took some notes, and I mean, you just, I don't even know where to start. I get into that chapter on leadership. Well, you're really, it's the chapter on politics and so forth, but then you just finish strong. Like, you just sealed the deal with this message right here on leadership. And you said some very profound things in this chapter, one of which, and it's not even my favorite yet. I can't even pick a favorite yet. Well, yeah, I can. Let's see. I have a favorite. But let's go with this one. Now, one thing you talked about, and you just alluded to it when you talked about how leaders don't have to just be individuals in political office. It can be, you know, grandparents. It can be children in school that are being involved. And also it can be that mother. It can be that dad. It can be whomever to be that leader. And one thing that you said in here, and you just talked about it as well as in the title of your book, is leaders make an impact wherever they serve. Yes. Now, for me, that was profound, and I'll tell you why. Many of us, I would be the first to stand in line and say that I have been in several situations where I have just been exhausted, mentally exhausted, physically exhausted, emotionally exhausted, whether it's at the workplace, whether it's in school, whether it's at home, you know, trying to take care of your family, whatever it may be. We all come to these challenging times where we're just like, I am spent. Like, literally, there is, I'm operating, you know, off fumes at this point. And then to read that was just like, you know what, regardless of what the situation is, whether it's work that you're not enjoying, whether you're having challenges in your relationship, whether you're having challenges connecting to your children, wherever it may be, you always have impact. And you have to have that impact everywhere you serve, even if it's in ministry more so than ever, is the impact. And so I want to talk more about that leadership because I think many of us miss that. Like you said, many of us feel if you don't have a fancy title. I was even talking to one of my associates today, I had returned to work and some things were just like kind of like all over the place. And he said, Stacey, I tried to keep things in order while you were away. And he said, but, you know, it's challenging because I'm one of their peers. And so there's certain things I can see that need to be done around the office that are not being done because I'm just a peer. And I said, I know. I said, you know, I know what you're capable of doing. I know how informed you are in terms of the business and so forth. But because they view him as just a peer, I think he really shrunk before he even had an opportunity to shine and to grow. I think he shrunk before he even gave them an opportunity to say yes or no to some type of initiative that he wanted to introduce. And I could just hear it as he was talking to me. It was just like he felt like a smaller person because he didn't have a title. When he came out and finally said it, he's like, well, I don't have your title, so you know, no one's going to listen to what I have to say. And I'm like, but that's not true. And so I had to give him examples of how he leads every single day in what he does in work every day.
That's right.
You know, you lead
that's
by the example that you set. You lead by your attention to detail. You lead by your commitment to help other people. These are all ways that you're leading every day. I think
that's
many
right.
of us miss that. Even in terms of politics, you would know that firsthand. But what did you mean in that section when you talked about how leaders, you know, make an impact everywhere that they serve?
Well, first of all, the gentleman that you were just speaking about, for him to make the statement, I'm just a peer, just that word, just a, no, he's not just a, he is a whatever it is. And that that is a statement that bothers me. Oh, I'm just this. Well, no, well, Helen, you've done this. I haven't written a book. I'm just a, wait a minute. Everybody has a book. Everybody has a story. Everybody, their stories are different, but that's what makes the world go around, that we're all different. So when I talk about the fact that leaders, I lost my train of thought, Stacey. Get me back.
We're going
you
back
said
to leaders making that impact,
leaders,
impacting everywhere that they serve.
Leaders impacting everywhere they serve. I guess when I ran for office, and even now, I mean, I still hear it now, is the notion that just elected officials, people who ran for public office, people who are, you know, commissioners or mayors or governors or state representatives, those are the only ones that are leaders. And I remember in my campaign when I ran for mayor, I talked about that. One of the concerns I had was when I had elected officials, when I ran for mayor, because I really engaged the young people, and I say young between 18 and 30. I engaged them. They were actively involved in my campaign. And I had people that to this day will tell me they've never been interested in politics or never worked in anybody's campaign until they worked on mine, and now they pay more attention to what's going on. But those individuals, they were leaders. I told them they're leaders. You're leaders wherever you serve. I had elected officials that tell me, I don't know why you're focusing on young people. They're not going to vote anyway. And I took issue with that. I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. If they have a reason to go and vote, they will. If you don't talk to them, then no, they're not going to vote. So that's where that passion came, and probably the way, I can't remember where it is in the book, but I remember when I wrote it, that's what was on my mind, the fact that no matter, you know, I know some 14-year-old kids that's a part of my youth leadership conferences that will blow, run circles around many adults that I know that are 50 years plus because he's sharp, he's smart, he's focused, he knows what he wants. So a person can be a leader and serve wherever they are because you have to start somewhere. You can't just wake up tomorrow morning and say, okay, I'm going to be the CEO of a corporation. You've got to get to that point, but you can lead along the way wherever you are. Whatever it is that you're doing, you can lead.
Yeah, I have this book by this author named Mark Sanborn, and I haven't read it yet, but the title of this book just has so much revelation. And listen to the title. I'm going to tell you the title and the subtitle, and it goes along with what we're talking about. The title is, You Don't Need a Title to Be a Leader. And the subtitle is, How Anyone, Anywhere Can Make a Positive Difference.
How about that? How about that? Well, I'm familiar with the author, but I'm not familiar with his book, but he is right on, you know, because I think it's a disservice to give anybody the impression, especially someone young, because too many young people right now feel like, well, you know, I'm just a 10th grader, I'm just a 5th grader, as if they don't matter. Yes, they matter, but if we don't give them any type of encouragement in terms of leadership, how are they going to learn?
Right. Right.
So we have to be able to share that.
I'm sorry, hold it. No, it's something I just, you know how you can look at something a million times and every time you look at it, then you look at it like that million and first time and then you get a different perspective of it?
Oh, yes.
But I was just looking at that statement even when, you know, just reading the statement again and playing it back in my head about leaders making an impact wherever they serve. And when I read it this time, the key word that stood out to me was serve.
Serve.
That was it, the service piece. You know, you cannot be a strong leader or a successful leader by any stretch of the imagination if you do not have a heart to serve others.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And it goes back to what you just discussed about the title, that the title really does not matter because, like you said, it can be anyone working. And if you are a janitor mopping the floors to the VP sitting in the nice corner office, if you don't have a heart to serve other people, to bless other people, to empower other people, then all of your efforts are wasted at the end of
That's
the day.
That's right.
You may
That's right.
have a huge paycheck. You may have all of these things, as Bishop Cheney calls them, successories, like the nice cars and the houses and so forth, but there's no
right.
fulfillment. You know, there's no sense of purpose in that. So I think that's the key thing that we need to understand as leaders is that whatever we're being called to do,
that's
we're
right.
being assigned to do, we must do it from a place of service, genuinely wanting to impact, positively impact someone else.
Absolutely,
and take ourselves
absolutely.
Out of that.
That must be
yeah.
top of mind. That's why on page 60, in bold, I have be willing, anxious, and committed to serve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that has to be top of mind, and everything else will take care of itself. You know, everything
Definitely.
Else will take care of itself if our focus is on serving. I mean, that's what Jesus did. That was his mantra. That's the model. That's the model. And for some people, that's very difficult for them to do naturally. And that's another
mm-hmm.
reason why I wrote this book, because I understand it's not just natural. For, and that's not to put a slam on anybody. It is what it is. So if that is the case, then let us teach you how you can do that. Let's give you some nuggets. Let you try some of these techniques and see if it works.
Definitely. Well, I can say you have blessed me on this show tonight. We still have time, so we're not letting you go anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery, Mr. Billy Miller, the motivational minister, and Dr. Isla Kedar, the natural Zen Diva. We are joined by our dynamic guest tonight, Ms. Helen Blocker Adams. Just has me fired up over here, totally inspired. I mean, Helen, it is just like, I love it. I love it. And I just want to talk about one more thing before we have to let you go, because, again, you know, your energy, as I said this at the beginning of the show when I opened up, that your energy is infectious. It is just, you just can't help it but feel it even through the phones, you know. And it goes back to something. In your book, I read your speech when you were announcing your run for mayor of Augusta.
Yeah.
And the quote that you have in there by Og Mandino. And it's a long quote. I'm not going to read the whole quote, but it's the final sentence that really speaks to who you are, speaks volumes to who you are, and the impact that you are having on the lives of so many people. And in this quote, he says that without enthusiasm, you are doomed to a life of mediocrity, but with it, you can accomplish miracles. I say that speaks to you, Helen. I mean, we started off at the beginning of the show just talking about all of the great things that are happening for you in terms of business, in terms of, you know, your initiative, the recognition that you're receiving, the success of your book. I mean, we can just go on and on and on about all that you have to be thankful for and all the favor of God upon your life. And I just say, it's that enthusiasm that's there. It's the passion that's there. It's the hunger. It's the desire to serve and to impact others. All of those things encompass who Helen Blocker Adams is. And so I just want to say that it is such an honor to have you on the show with us tonight.
Well, it is an honor to be with you, Stacey. And I got tickled when you called me, 15 minutes before we were supposed to go on, all excited about some of the revelations you read in my book. And I'm like, Stacey, you bought my book a year ago. You're just reading my book. That was so funny. I mean, I just thought that was hilarious. And I ain't mad at you. I'm just glad you got it so that, you know, maybe it wasn't meant for you to read my book 12 months ago. You know, maybe it was meant for you to read portions of it right tonight. So I just thought that was hilarious.
Helen, why you trying to put me on front street like that, just put all my business in the street like that? But you're right.
But it's all good. I think it was so sweet because I think that put more authenticity to this interview, and that's what I like. That's the way I am. I'm very authentic. I will kind of put stuff out there and not in a rude way, but in a way that a person will say, okay, I know there is somebody else out there that's bought my book a year ago and hadn't read it either, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put them on blast too, but it doesn't matter. They've got it because whenever they pick it up, that's what I love about books. You know, you can pick it up and read at any time that you feel like you might need to be blessed by the information and the knowledge. So I think it's wonderful. I think it brought the authenticity to this whole interview, which made it a lot more fun versus, oh, yeah, Helen, I read your book a year ago, and let me see if I can find something interesting in it to talk about tonight, you know? So tonight, what you talked about is leadership, you know, that's what makes talk radio so awesome.
You said it at the beginning, though. You have to be ready to receive information, people, opportunity, and this is the time that I could actually receive it. You know, and I'm thinking back, like, God, has it been that long since I've had the book, Helen? Like, oh, I feel even worse now. But, you know, I can't say in my defense, this will be my one excuse, is that at the time, and I have so many books of friends and colleagues that, you know, have written, and I plan on getting to them all. I remember at that time when you wrote the book, I was like, I remember making the comment, I cannot read another book right now. I was finishing my graduate program. And I was like, I cannot afford to read another book right now.
I always
looked at it, and this is the time that I could actually embrace it and receive it. And I thank God for that.
I thank God for you for asking me to be a guest and join you and Billy and Dr. I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to hear her voice tonight, but I'll have to tune in and listen to her at another time. But this has been awesome. It really has. You guys have blessed me as well.
Awesome. Now, for just to sum the show up, because we are coming up to the end of the hour, If there was one thing that you could leave with our listeners, a takeaway or any final thoughts, what would that be?
That would be to find what it is that you're passionate about and follow your dreams. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Don't just be oblivious to things just because you don't understand it, whether it's politics or whatever. Find yourself something that you can get involved in, passionate about, and make a difference. Don't go to bed tonight saying, well, I'm just going to go to bed and wake up tomorrow morning and just be another day. No, no, no. Go to bed tonight saying, you know what? Wow, I blessed somebody today. I did this. I was positive. I made somebody smile. I made somebody laugh. I made a difference. Make a difference. Make an impact. And do it now.
That's it. What are your final thoughts, Billy?
John Maxwell said that, he quoted once, he said, leaders become great not because of their power, but because of their ability to empower others. And Helen Block Adams gets that, and that's what I like about her. And what I got out of what she's saying is, you know, leadership is not about a position, but it's about passion. You know, it's about influence, and you can make a difference where you are now. You know, you don't have to be on a position or a title or on a, some top scale to make a difference. You
That's
can make
right.
a difference where you're at.
That's right. That's right. You got it. You got it. Thank you, guys. Billy, Stacey, thank you.
Now, Helen, if you Hi. Could please just let our listeners know how they can get in touch with you if they want to get some more information and even get the book. How can they get in touch
yes.
with you?
You can, your listeners, you can visit HelenBlockerAdams.com, HelenBlockerAdams.com, and you can find out more information about me. Shoot me an email, and you can be able to order my book from that website, HelenBlockerAdams.com.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Truly, it was a privilege to have you here on the show, and you know
it was awesome.
I'll be getting you up to come back.
Okay, anytime. You just let me know, hon.
All righty, I will. You take care.
Thank you. Good night, you too.
Good night. Wow, Billy, that was pretty good. I'm just, like, really fired up right now between Helen and your book coming out tomorrow. I'm just, like, so full right now.
Don't wait a year before you read it, all right?
See, that's why she wasn't supposed to say it on the air, because I didn't even want you to hear that. You see what I'm saying? No, you're not playing. I know I'm going to hear it again. And I said that to her, too. When we were talking about it, she said, Stacey, you've had my book for this long, you haven't read it. And I was just like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, I haven't read it. And I said, but you know what? Billy's book is coming out tomorrow, and I can't even tell you when I'm going to read that one. But no, I am going to do better. I'm not going to wait a whole year to read your book, bro. I promise I'm going to read your book, and I'm going to break your book. I'm going to celebrate and talk about your book.
Hey, but like she said, whenever you read it, it'll be the time you needed to read it. So it's all good.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for tuning in to Mindshift Talk Radio. As always, we encourage you to just have another phenomenal, amazing, productive week. As you heard from our guest tonight, Ms. Helen Blocker Adams, just make sure that you are making impact, that you are working passionately, and that you become a stronger leader by taking on an attitude of service more than superiority. And we encourage you to join us every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. As always, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, and we look forward to speaking to you next week. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mindshift Radio.